When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands. We've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice, and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous. Every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 8 o'clock and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything New York State of Mind.
Hi, Kick. Come on, guys. New York.
That's right. If I can make it there. Anyway.
He'd make it anywhere.
I'm Jason, Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Back
so
after.
Like bad Judy Garland imitation.
Seriously.
That's what I was trying for, yes.
Dawn, accomplish it. I saw threads of Judy. Threads of Judy. So glad that you guys are here, my talkers. Please sit back, relax, let us entertain you. Please be careful on the roads, too. It's getting slippery out there. Ooh. But keep it right here. Kenny will have our final update of the morning coming up, right after the dirt alert. Now usually we do read your sticks here, but, because I was at, because I was in New York over the weekend with the gal pals, the Lisa LaCourcier, my friend Haley from LA, and then, not to be forgotten, Jen. We had a Sex in the City-esque girls weekend, and we're lucky enough to see two shows, Come From Away, which I reviewed in the 6 o'clock hour. If you missed that, I would encourage you to go back and listen to the podcast a little bit later. And the other show is Hadestown, the Tony Award winning Hadestown. And it is a musical, and it is basically a Greek myth about Orpheus, and where Orpheus goes down to Hadestown to rescue his lover, and it's kind of a modern retelling of that. And Hades is played by the husband of my friend Paige Davis, legendary Broadway actor Patrick Page. And to bottom line it, I liked it. I did not love it, if I'm being very honest. And, you know, it's weird for me to say that because I you never want to say that in front of your friend whose husband is the lead. So
this is a very honest review. I love it.
Yeah,
him though, right? Is it the story? Is it the pacing? Was it too long?
I have learned to ask this lately. So I'm going to ask right now, how honest should I be? Anybody?
Honest.
Always, yeah.
It's not like you're going to take away ticket sales when it comes here. Come on, spill the tea.
Lie like a rug.
Believe me, after the last few weeks.
Just lie. It'll be a lot easier if you just lie.
Here's the deal. I will. Thank you, Kenny. Okay. I knew.
No, we want to hear the truth.
You know, it's just lie.
Know. Yeah, I know what's good for me now. I didn't love him. I'm just gonna. Okay, I got to be honest. I didn't. I didn't love Patrick in it because his voice. And he purposely does this. And some people love it. I mean, obviously, dude was nominated for a Tony, so mm-hmm. who the hell am I?
Right.
But this is what, and we talked about this the whole trip. This is how he sang as Hades. You come down to Hadestown. The walls are built around Hadestown. And if you think I'm joking, I am not. I'm sure if Lisa LaCourcier is listening, she could back me up. It was almost distracting. Now, look, he is doing it on purpose, and it is a creative decision that is supposed to aid in his... he's supposed to be a very evil presence, and he's doing this, and he's singing like this to add a sense of dread and a sense of stature to his version of Hades. But I will tell you, for me, it was just distracting. And so there's that. Now, is he awful? Absolutely. It's Patrick Page. He's fantastic. I just, his singing voice just really kind of got to me after a while.
Wait, so you're watching this with Paige?
Paige is sitting next to me.
Do you control your face? Did you say?
Had you had a cocktail?
Was there a reaction?
So you can numb your senses?
Did she warn you?
No, none of that, but she's such a sweetheart. She checked in intermission. She goes, are you following it? Because it is very, you know, if you don't know anything about Greek myths, and I will tell you, it is a thing that I do not know a lot about, but I was following it, but I'm not overly familiar with a lot of Greek myths. So if you are not, some of it initially may go over your head of like, what the hell's happening?
Yeah.
When you come to see the traveling show here in Minneapolis, the first couple minutes, you will kind of be like, okay, what the hell is this? Like, is it New Orleans? Is it hell? Is it above hell? Is it hell's waiting room? Why are they singing? And what's the trombone? There's a trombone in hell? What the hell is this? You know what I mean? You're kind of...
If any instrument's going to be in hell, it's a trombone.
Yeah. You are... I was...
I'm kidding.
Wow, John.
I'm just kidding to all of our trombone players out there.
Yeah. So you could be, like me, like a dumb guy, you could be a little lost at first. But once you know it's based on a Greek myth, that frees you, and then you kind of are in the story because it's about this young love. It's about... like I said, it's about Orpheus, who is a waiter, who is portrayed as a waiter in this kind of New Orleans style restaurant.
Love it.
Yeah. You, Dawn, you will love this. Colin will love this. Now, here's
So here's is it jazz music?
Ooh, there's more.
Yes.
It's jazz music. Okay, good, good, good.
It's, it has ribbons of New Orleans in it.
Ooh.
I mean, it really, the setting, the set, the music, the band, yes, it is very New Orleans, which is glorious. That was actually my favorite aspect of it. Now.
Mm-hmm. Lean in, everybody.
here's where at the end of the trip yesterday, when we did our rose and thorn, which we always do when we have a trip, give us your rose, your high point, your low point. The girls and I, we said we didn't really have a low point. Our high point was, this was a situation where, you know how you try not to laugh at a funeral and you're holding or an uncomfortable moment and you got the giggles and you're holding it in and it hurts so bad that your head wants to explode. Mm-hmm. That is what occurred. At the end of Hadestown, because just so everybody knows the seating order, it is Haley way at the end, and Haley has no idea what is occurring. Then it is Lisa LaCourcier, then it is Jennifer, then it is me, and then Paige. So you know me, I am a little ADHD, and no. And you also know that I'm cursed with people sitting near me, whether it's a movie or Broadway show. Alexis has been with me several times. Well, the curse is alive and well. At the end of the second act, there's something sad that happens. Hmm. And we had a 20-something and his mother behind us who talked during a lot of the show. But that's not what bothered me. That's not what bothered me. What bothered me, but yet, thank goodness for our radio show, dude would grunt at the most inopportune times. And I'm not kidding. There's a part in the first act where there's something joyous that happens and there's a big crescendo of the song. So I'm going to act like I'm the song, okay? It's like...
Oh, this is fantastic.
This is fantastic! Huh. Breaks the silence with a like, huh. Like, huh. And says it like that loud, breaks the silence.
Oh, I thought it was more of a.
You probably had good not seats Lex, too.
We were in like third row.
Oh my God! So the actors can hear him.
Third or fourth
him.
Row.
They can hear him.
Yeah. So it was literally like this big happy moment of like, we are in love. Huh. And Jen about died. And I'm like, okay, so that's act one. Oh. So now in act two, this is the swirling of activity. I have Paige next to me, who Paige, though she's seen this show 38 times, Paige is really wrapped up in the emotion and she's crying. So I have Paige crying next to me and I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know how to react. Do I touch her arm? Do I comfort her? So she's reacting to the love story unfolding. So I have Paige next to me.
You couldn't care less.
I have Paige next to me. And then behind me, I have the talkers. And then the guy that plays Orpheus is fantastic, but he's a side mouth singer. So he sings like, look at me in the camera. Now. He's like this. He's like, I love you. And we discuss this in intermission.
Like Popeye.
Oh, Popeye. He's like Popeye.
Oh, my God.
So Jen and Lisa are so distracted by side singer. That's what we're double S. So side singer starts singing his last love ballad. And something has happened. So Paige is now sniffling. She's audibly crying and sniffling, you know, like I feel bad for her. So I have Paige crying, and then side singer starts singing. And Jen is like squeezing my leg, like, what the hell is going on? So then I want to comfort Paige because that's my girl. That's my friend. And I feel bad because she's obviously in the moment, you know, as we all should be. So I'm sitting there distracted by side singer, and then so side singer is singing a really sad song, and this is basically toward the end of the play, and he's like this. He goes, I love you. And there is a loud animal-like grunt that breaks the silence once again behind me. And at that, it's like a loud... right at the conclusion of Side Singers.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Big love ballad, a sad song. So Jen looks down and I can see Jen and Lisa's shoulders bouncing up and down, and I am sitting there and I am now praying to every religious figure out there.
Yes,
I don't care. I am the buffer. I'm in the middle, and I do not want Paige to think we're laughing at the performance. I do not want, I want to comfort Paige. I am trying to keep it together, and my throat, I am hurting so bad because I am seconds from losing it and laughing hysterically because Jen and Lisa are laughing to the point because Grunter is grunting and then Side Singer starts singing again. And I'm like, there is so much going on that my poor little mind can't like comprehend. So the moment the show got over, you guys will love this. This is so Jason. So I stand up because there's like, they do the curtain call, and then Paige warned us that they do a fun little sad, they do like a little song at the end of like a goodbye, like a so long farewell. So we're all standing up, and all I want to do is get the hell out of there because we're just, and then they start singing it. And I start clapping prematurely. Like I clap before the song's over. They're like goodbye audience. And I start clapping, and Jen goes, stop clapping. It's not over yet. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm the only one clapping.
Oh, God, this is fantastic.
It was, oh, God, my butthole, like my butthole fell. Like, I left my butthole in New York. I really did. I have no rear end because it was so clenched.
I'm reading his bio.
Yeah.
The Orpheus.
Orpheus, yeah, he's fantastic.
So he was the original Spider-Man on Broadway, the musical. This is the guy that got caught upside down in the harness for several minutes.
Yep.
And they had to stop the show. He was also handpicked by Bono and The Edge for another role.
Yes.
And then he was in Penny Dreadful, and he's in House of Gucci.
Yes, he is, as Tom Ford. He is fantastic. The side singing is just one of those things that you latch onto, but he is phenomenal.
That's all you see, right?
Yeah, he's phenomenal, and so is Patrick.
Okay.
Hadestown, go see it when it comes here. We're running late. I apologize to Elizabeth, but yeah, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. We got to take a break. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Lex, are you smile ready?
I think.
Dawn, are you smile ready?
Just give me 3 minutes and then yes.
Well, good, because it's time to be smile ready for all those fall events like weddings, reunions.
Halloween?
I mean, you wear a mask, but sure. Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can help you be smile ready with a great offer happening right now. Now, through the end of the year, Dr. Amy is offering $1,000 savings when you commit to a minimum of 4 porcelain veneers. So many of Dr. Amy's patients take advantage of this offer. You're going to love the way you look with your new smile, and you get to save money while doing it.
And it's so easy to get started. Just go to Hughes-Dental.com and click on the free video consult request.
And when you talk with our friends at Hughes Dental, don't forget to say you heard about them on My Talk.
As I always say, Dr. Amy is the best at what she does. She's the Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Yes, I was reading some reviews and they are spectacular. Like this one. I started with a video consult, which was very informative. Next, I went in for a consult with Dr. Amy and Jackie. They were able to temporarily put a composite over my teeth to show me what they would look like if I got veneers. That process was also very informative and fun to see the results.
Should I read the next one like Yoda?
Maybe in our next commercial, Lex.
Okay. To get started, go to Hughes-Dental.com to learn more about Dr. Amy and her staff. And then when you're ready, click on the free video consult request.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
With apologies to our friend Elizabeth, we're running a little late today. It's my fault, but we're here with the Dirt Alert with Elizabeth. Good morning.
Good morning. No worries about that at all. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Morning. Of course.
This is interesting. Brooke Shields is doing an interview, and she's talking about the 1980 ad campaign for Calvin Klein jeans, right? You all remember this?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. She was 15 years old, so she was on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast. And she's talking about how she was over-sexualized by the media and the public in response to that campaign. So you'll remember in the ads, she's modeling the jeans.
Yeah.
I mean, they're great jeans, too. And she says, you want to know what comes between me and my Calvins? Nothing. Remember
That's right.
Yes. Yep. So it was a huge deal, and it got tons of attention. And she said that she was overseas when all of this came, when the ad came out. And then she started hearing, oh, the commercials have been banned here when she was in another country, and Canada won't play them. And then the paparazzi and people were screaming at her and screaming at her mother, how could you? Oh. And Brooke Shields said, it just struck me as so ridiculous, the whole thing. And then she was talking about this interview that she did with Barbara Walters. And Barbara Walters then asked a series of intimate and invasive questions about her sexual history.
Oh,
15 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
Brooke Shields was 15 years old. Oh. And she said, they take the one commercial, this is what Brooke Shields says, which is a rhetorical question. I was naive. I didn't think anything of it. I didn't think it had to do with underwear. Yeah. I didn't think it was sexual in nature. I would say it about my sister. No one can come between me and my sister. So it was sort of like she, you know, she was thinking, oh, this line has to do with the, like, this is how much I love these jeans. Like, I love these jeans so much that nobody could come between, nothing could come between me and them. Like, nothing else would would ever, like, give me a shot. You know, like, I wouldn't have a closeness with anybody else. So then Brooke Shields says she remembers being shocked that she was being berated by the public. And she said, I think the assumption is that I was much more savvy than I really was. Mm-hmm. And then she went on and talked about how the ad campaign was just absolutely a huge success. It put Calvin Klein on the map for a whole new demographic. The campaign was hugely successful. And then she said the underwear sort of overtook the jeans. And then remember famous CK1 cologne that everyone could wear. Remember when that came out and it was such a big deal that it was a unisex cologne? The idea that men and women could wear the same fragrance. Like, so shocking.
Yeah. I used to wear it all the time.
I did. I hated it, though.
I hated it, too.
I called it CKPU.
It did not smell good, and I used to... I worked part-time as a sprayer for Calvin Klein perfume at Herberger's.
Oh, my gosh!
And I would stand there, and I would spray perfume, and then I would organize the bottles.
Nice. Wow, we kind of have that in common, but it was Gordman's for me.
See?
Gordman's.
Nice job. Anyway, I think that her perspective on that is fascinating, though, and looking back at that. And then I think as we're in this really, like, awakening of... looking back at the 80s and 90s and journalists asking young girls questions about their virginity, that was just like a standard question. How shocking that looks now.
And the blame that they put on, just like, how could you? Like, it's your fault.
The Blue Lagoon? Wasn't that the name of the movie?
Yeah, that was the movie she was in. Yeah, she was in, I mean, it was just
fairly dirty.
There were sexual things for, particularly for how old she was.
Yeah. Just a little poor girl. Oh.
Yeah, there you go. That took out the whole Dirt Alert.
I know, I love it, though, but that would never fly today, obviously. No. Thank goodness.
We've learned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Elizabeth Reese, today at 3 on Twin Cities Live. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thanks, friends.
Hey, guys, the Santa Project's going on. Thanks to our friends at Voyage Healthcare. Go donate right now at mytalk1071.com. Keyword Santa. We love you, Voyage Healthcare. Thank you so much. We'll be back with TV Talk after this.
Have either of you ever heard of a bachelor's completion program? I just learned St. Mary's University of Minnesota has this program.
Yes, isn't that a program where you can complete your bachelor's degree? You know, if you always meant to finish your degree, and then, of course, life happened.
I did hear that. St. Mary's knows that by completing your bachelor's degree, you're closer to reaching your career goals. They have a program designed to complete your degree in just 1 year. Flexible schedules that work for you.
Right, Dawn. St. Mary's knows that balancing your current job, family, and then trying to add in school can be an overwhelming overwhelming thought. So they have class schedules created to allow you to finish your degree without sacrificing your peace of mind.
I love that. I've heard great things about St. Mary's. Their faculty and staff really become your allies on your educational journey. They are supportive and will help you succeed. How can someone learn more?
Just go to smumn.edu or my talk keyword St. Mary's.
Greasy black peel.
That's Patrick Page singing You're a Mean One.
Mr. Grinch.
Welcome back, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Yeah.
Hades Town.
Is it written that way, I wonder? Or was it a choice that he did? Like, did he lower it several octaves for his
he
own?
He did. Okay. Paige is telling me, yes. And it's effective. Like, it, you know, if you didn't have him, there would be a lack of, not presence, but...
Doom?
Yeah. I mean, kind of, he's menacing, and he's supposed to do that, and he uses voice. I think it's just because it's so... very deep.
You can do that, Jason. That's your register right there.
Yeah. And that's so I was doing it. We would be in Ubers during the trip and I would be like, this is our stop. You know, I would. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it was good. It was really good. It was a good time. If you missed the reviews of Hadestown or Come From Away, you can download our podcast a little bit later today. What, Alexis, what were you saying?
No, I was just thinking, you did some shopping there too, didn't you?
Girl.
I love that jacket you got. Is that unisex?
Hold on.
Anything can be unisex.
Because I want it too.
I'll just wear what I want.
Is it long
body? You mean this one?
Yeah!
That's so
like 70s. Yes, or like, yeah, I was thinking 70s, 80s kid.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, what'd you buy?
I was feeling myself. I was feeling really, I had a New York state of mind. I was dressing up and putting scarves on and sweaters on. They were giving me a hard time on the show yesterday, on the Jason show, because I was sweatering it out. I'm actually wearing a sweater today, but I was sweatering it out. But I just look, truth of the matter is, I rarely feel great about the way that I look. And I'm just, this isn't a pity thing, but I'm just being very raw and honest. I rarely think I'm attractive or I just don't. And I kept making a joke. I'm like, I'm kind of photographing kind of well here in New York. I don't think I'm leaving.
Oh, good.
Because this is, so I was just feeling pretty, I was feeling a little confident. And, but we did some shopping.
Yes.
We did some shopping. And I was going to name it an AbFab, so thank you for saying that. The coat, the very 80s coat, if you look at my Instagram, everyone, Jason Matheson, you'll see the coat that Alexis is talking about. It's the striped one, the kind of chevron stripe, very 80s. I felt like E.T. Or Otis. Yeah, or Otis
blue.
From Sex Education.
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You would totally wear that.
The store is called Marine Layer. Marine Layer.
Okay.
Absolutely fabulous.
And they're great. It was a store that we passed in Soho. And this one of the versions of that coat was in the window. And we went in there. And Jen and Lisa were like, oh, my God, that's really good. And there was another one that's like more white. And I go, oh, my God, I love this, too. And Jen looked at me and she goes, you're an adult. You can buy both if you want to. And I said, yeah, you're right. So
I love friends that support shopping decisions.
Thanks. That's what I said.
This is the best kind. Yes. Buy it. Buy it. Just do it.
Because when are you going to be in New York again?
Thank you. That's what I said, too.
Yes.
So I justified everything and put it in my suitcase. But
right,
yeah,
I'm putting a link up on our show page right now.
Marine Layer. Yeah.
Yes.
Then I got like a cable knit that I'll actually be wearing tonight. We have a little My Talk event tonight. I'll be wearing that thing.
Nice.
But yeah, it was some good shopping in New York, some great shopping in New York. And it's back, as I said, every hour. If you want to hear the reviews, download our podcast a little bit later. The 6 and 7 o'clock or the 6, 7 and 8. I talk about Hadestown and Come From Away. So, and while you're there, download the new episode of Dawn and Kenny's podcast, News from the Krabby Coffee Shop. And last night, Because we do it every other Monday. We dropped the newest episode of Two Fairy Godfathers as well. So go do that. Hey, one more thing before we talk a little TV. We have a new fun little game happening. It's called Host on a Post. Is that what we're calling it, Lex?
Yes, that's right. Yep.
Okay, and how does it work again?
So every day, look for one of us. Today, I'm the elf. Look for me as you click around on our website. If you find me, when you find me, click on me, and then you could win $1,000 on Friday on Lori and Julia.
Whoa!
I haven't found you yet, and I will say every commercial break, I've clicked around. I have not found you yet, and I'm now obsessed with finding you when I work here. Have you? You haven't done?
No, I've been trying and trying. I've clicked every... Well, I'm also trying to talk on the show at the same time, so...
Yeah. So I'm obsessed with finding Alexis.
Alex, are you okay with saying click on me? Is that okay with you?
Yeah, click away. Double click if you want.
Hot.
Click on me. Click me on.
Yeah, ooh,
that's really off key. I apologize.
No, it's beautiful,
though. Take on me.
No, it's beautiful. Click on me. Click on me. Yeah.
Okay, and there'll be a host elf each day, so we'll tell you who that is tomorrow. Who wants to be the elf tomorrow?
Well, I don't know. It's our
choice. Who do we think it's going to be?
We don't know.
It's not our choice, but we could. Okay.
Maybe. I think it's going to be Colleen.
Okay. All right.
Or maybe a dude. Maybe it'll be Bradley.
Mm.
Yeah. So there we go. Did we watch Dexter? Did you guys talk about Dexter yesterday?
No, we waited for you.
We waited.
Okay.
Oh.
Holy spoiler alert. Let me roll this.
La 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 la.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
I'm not listening.
I thought of Alexis immediately. Her boy is back. Okay, we gave you a minute. We got to say it now. Sorry. Batista made an appearance in this episode.
Oh my god. I was like,
What did you okay, Lex, what did you think?
Well, okay, so first or second episode we were watching, and Angel, my husband, because he's Angel Batista on the show, and he looks he can't look like him. I mean, this will be my future.
Yes.
There's yes. my man. Anyway, he said it. He goes, I wonder if Batista will be back. Because one of the few people to make it through the series.
Yeah, who wasn't killed by Dexter.
Yes. So when he came on the screen at a police convention, we both started screaming. We were so happy. And the anxiety is back, too, because, you know, Dexter's back to his ways. And so the pressure of, well, a kill that went awry, but also just... that he could catch him too. Oh man, this show. You just don't know. It's zigs and zags and you can't guess.
Dexter. This is the twitchy Dexter because Michael C. Hall, he is brilliant at this role. And one of the things that's so exciting is when he is doing his, you know, cornered or nervous, he has an amazing acting face. Like he gives you all the face and you see little, like he can twitch his eye like Ren and Stimpy, and I mean, you know, whenever he's getting excited about killing, I think,
yep,
and completing a task, and he's just a great actor. This is where he's his best.
The only thing that bothered me a little bit, and I wondered, Dawn, if it bothered you,
okay,
as a screenwriter, is I was a little disappointed because, you know, it's the original Dexter executive producer and creator who I love and I trust them. And they gave us 4 great seasons. But the thing that I went, oh, God, it's a little too convenient. When Batista accidentally says, like, Harrison's name, and you know what I mean, when he's talking, it was a little too convenient that he would be like, oh, and this happened, and this detective, and Deb, and well, she died, and then her brother died, and then this kid, you know, his son died. What was his name? Because would you say that in normal conversation?
No.
Like, would you even mention the kid? That was the only look, and I'm being,
but it makes us very nervous, doesn't it?
Yeah, I just thought it was a little script convenient.
Yeah.
But look, I'm not letting it. Look, you need a plot. You need to move it forward. And I get it. You need this to happen. And I know people didn't love. I was reading a couple that they didn't love Batista being back. That it was a little too much fan service. I thought That's what we want. That's what we want. I want to really, see.
There are some times where it's zigging, where I think it's going to zag, and I like that.
Yes.
Because it's setting up that he is going to teach his son how to be a serial killer.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I don't like that plot line.
You don't?
No, I think it's too easy. And I hope that they zig where they're supposed to.
Well,
they
looks
zig
like
and
he's
zag.
Found a mentor in someone else. And that is creepy.
Okay.
So I don't know if he actually is going to trust his dad because there's already
disturbance
in the force.
And then he'll try to have to get him away from that person?
I think so.
I like that, Alexis.
I think that's the route that they're going. When you said script convenience, what I thought initially, the one part, I mean, yes, of course, but to move the plot, we understand why, you know, he had to say Harrison so that his girlfriend, detective, can connect those dots. I thought when Harrison's fed up with his dad and he walks out.
Yeah.
And then the two kids just like conveniently drive up in the Jeep.
Yes.
I'm like, wow, that's great timing.
Yeah,
what? Kenny
I know.
Wants to ask us why we're obsessed with the serial killer
show.
No,
I don't. I want to actually thank you. I want to thank the three of you because when you talk Dexter, it's the only time in my life that I get to feel superior to everybody else, especially you three that like this show.
Oh, because you're not
and
watching
the millions
it?
Of people that watch it and right, love the writing.
I feel superior to all of you. For
oh, really?
Being addicted to a show about a guy that kills people.
Okay. Yeah.
So thank you.
Uh-huh.
Are you done?
Apparently.
Whatever, Oak Island keeps
Thank you, Dawn.
It's Tuesday. Oak Island is on tonight.
Yeah, see? Whatever, Judge Judy.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, the 34th annual Santa Project is happening right now. It's brought to you today by our good friends at Voyage Healthcare. Thank you. We're actually doing a virtual Santa Stop right now. You don't know it, but you are experiencing our virtual Santa Stop. That's right. Thank you to Voyage Healthcare. And seriously, they have 4 drop-off locations. They have one in Plymouth. They have one in Maple Grove, Osseo, and Crystal. So cash donations can be given as well. So find out all of this info at mytalk1071.com. Click on keyword Santa. When we come back, I have today's Jump the Shark when we return.
A golden moment with the Golden Girls.
Stan and I went through a period where we had no marital relations at all. I totally cut off his sex.
You mean it grows back?
This has been a golden moment with the Golden Girls.
Well, it depends. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Before we go any farther, we turn to Kenny in the traffic center with a little traffic update. What's going on, Kenny?
I had no idea that I was such an influencer, and I had no idea that people were so stupid. 2 hours ago, I tweeted something, light snow today, so be sure to drive like a jackass. And evidently, everybody did.
Oh,
they're listening to you.
Yeah. When I say something like that, I'm kidding. And when I say drive like a champion, what I really mean is, slow down.
Yeah.
Take it easy. Yeah. Don't crash.
Yeah.
Use your mirrors. Both hands on the wheel. Keep the phone down. That's what driving like a champion is. It's not put your foot into it and start bouncing off people. We have insane conditions right now around the system. Very light snow fell. And we've got crashes all over. I'm just looking at a crash right now. Northbound 100 under 50th that's been sitting there for over 30 minutes because a trooper... No troopers are available to attend this because they're all at other crashes. So when I say, and I'm asking you nicely, I'm going to do what all the other traffic reporters do in town. I'm going to tell you how to drive, which really drives me crazy. I hate when traffic reporters and weather people tell you how to drive. But here's what you're going to do. You're going to slow down, increase your following distance. Don't do stupid S on bridge decks and loops. Take it easy. Steer into a swerve. What else? Make sure you have good tires. Blah, 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 blah. Jeez.
Thanks, Dad.
I mean, yeah, I know, Alexis. I hate that. There's nothing worse than when I get here in the morning at 5 a.m. and there's already traffic reporters on TV and on the Twitter saying, slow down, increase your following distance, blah, blah, blah. And I think, well, why do they have to do that? Well, they evidently have to do it because people drive like morons. I think I'm done, Jason.
Yeah. I actually think that's today's...
Fire up the pump. I'm jumping a shark.
It's not as good as it used to be.
Things you know the open. Yeah, Jason, hey, that's today's jump the shark.
People are pulling out in front of other people on roads like it's dry conditions.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's T-bone sandwich time. You pull out in front of a big truck, it's over. You're done. It next stop, the morgue. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
Don't do that.
And stop getting on the tail of trucks. We can't see you in our mirrors.
Right.
I'm not driving a truck anymore.
I was going to say, Dawn is speaking in the present.
It's so hard for them.
Yes.
It's harder for them to stop. They can't see you behind them. Just back up, yo.
At one point, northbound 169 is gridlocked over the Minnesota River Bridge, right? Yeah. Traffic's going, 30 tops? A crash happens at Old Shakopee, and the guy goes so far deep into the ditch that we can't even see him. That means that when traffic was going 30, this man or woman, whoever it was driving angry, thinking that he or she is the best driver on the road, going way too fast. Mm. Next thing you know, they're sideways. Next thing you know, they're augured way down in the ditch. And on days like this where tow trucks are you have to wait for them, you're going to sit in the ditch for an hour or more.
You better have a blanket.
Yeah.
Because remember, everyone.
A blanket?
Yeah, you better have a blanket.
Those little hand warmer things that you crack open and you put in your gloves. You gotta have those in your
car. Why?
You better have gone pee before you left home.
You know why, Alexis?
Why, Jace?
There's a little eyes. There's a little eyes. There's a little eyes.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I hate play being that kind of
it's fine. Let's play
Jason.
30 seconds of this.
Hey, you be careful as you're driving. The roads are slippery out there. Hey, you, Minnesota roads are wild. Be careful and don't sleep everywhere. Going to the road, there is ice. Going to the left, there is ice. Going to the right, there is ice. There is ice. There is ice.
That's right.
Hello, honey, buddy.
That was perfect.
So go out there and be yourself, unless you're an idiot driver, because no one can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. Don't be an idiot driver, though.
No.
But otherwise, you be you. Have a great day, everyone. We love you so much, and we'll talk tomorrow. Donna and Steve up next.
It's a beautiful day.